The book was better.
Alrighty. Well, hello everybody, and welcome back to the Book Was Better podcast minisode. I'm Kaylee Clark.
I'm Taylor Collette.
And we realized it's been a hot minute since we have done any book recommendations.
Yeah.
So that is what we'll be doing today. If you missed our last episode, we did talk about Stardust, Neil Gaiman's book against the movie, and had some shocking revelations, some real firsts for the show. So go check that out if you haven't already. Otherwise, I don't think we really have any announcements.
We have one. We have our first Percy Jackson episode up on YouTube.
Oh.
So if you prefer to watch a podcast, I am slowly working on getting the rest of the Percy Jackson episodes up. We're just recording video for the main episodes right now. And if you are interested in us recording the minisodes, let us know. We figured for most people, they probably care more about the main episodes, but maybe you want to see us for the minisodes too. Let us know. Mm-hmm. And then, that first Percy Jackson, Disney versus the Disney Plus show versus the book. Part one is up on YouTube. So please go over there. And even if you just throw it on in the background while you're doing stuff, it would really help us out to get some traffic on there.
The algorithm? I don't know how algorithms work.
Algorithms are tough. But like, comment, subscribe. I know those things. We're figuring it out. We're very new to the YouTube space. So we're going to learn as we go.
Yeah.
But that is the only other announcement. And of course, as always, if you want to keep up with what we're doing and be in the know and all that, follow us on Instagram, Facebook at TBWB Podcast. Or if you want to connect with us and you don't do social media, we do have an email at TBWDpodcast@gmail.com. And we always love hearing from you guys over there as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So we are just going to do some book recs. If you do want to go first.
Sure. I can go first. Okay. All right. So my book recommendation this week is a YA novel. It's a pretty easy read, I will say. Like, it is not hitting on super hard topics. Like, it's like a 12-year plus book, you know, like it's not anything crazy. It's 320 pages in the paperback version. And it is called Guitar Notes. It's by Mary Amato. I hope I'm saying that right. Amato? No, probably Amato. I don't know. Anyways, I will just read the Amazon description because they, you know, will do a better job than I ever could. So it says, on odd days, Tripp uses a school practice room to let loose on a borrowed guitar. Eyes closed, strumming that beat-up instrument, Tripp escapes to a world where only the music matters. On even days, Lila Marks uses the same practice room. To Tripp, she's trying to become even more perfect. She's already a straight-A student and an award-winning cellist. But when Lila begins leaving notes for him in between the strings of the guitar, his life intersects with hers in a way he never expected. What starts as a series of snippy notes quickly blossoms into the sharing of interests and secrets and dreams, and the forging of a very unlikely friendship. Challenging each other to write songs, they begin to connect, even though circumstances threaten to tear them apart. So there you go. It's really cute. I remember when I first read this book, I like got it because I play the guitar, for those that don't know. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, oh, I gotta read this book. Talks about guitars. I mean,
they listened to our intro at the beginning of our show episode.
People don't know that, like, that's me playing
that's,
the guitar.
That's in a, we've said it before, but I guess if you didn't know before, like,
we mentioned it at the very beginning.
It's not like,
but
well, maybe we've mentioned it in a couple like minisodes, I think, too. But like, yeah, it's not like we are using just some royalty free song or went and paid for some little.
We can't afford to pay anyone.
I know, right? Like, I was like, no, that's original. So
anyways,
I guess if you didn't know, now you do.
Now you do. But yeah, so I was like, I have to read this. It has 4 stars on Goodreads, so I'm not alone in thinking it's a decent book. Because sometimes I'm like, is it just me? But it was really cute and like wholesome. It's a good like heal your heart kind of read. It has some drama, but like nothing that you're like super stressed about or anything. Overall, it's just really a cute kind of coming of age. Like wholesome,
heartwarming.
Yeah, just good. Good stuff. So if you're in the mood for something a little bit lighter and a little bit cuter, I highly recommend Guitar Notes by Mary Amato. It's on Kindle. You can buy it on Kindle. You can get the paperback off Amazon. It's like $10. It's not a super expensive book. And it's, again, not super long. So it's a nice, quick, easy read that maybe is what you need to, you know, help you through a hard week or whatever. So that's mine.
I haven't read that one, but it does. It sounds cute. I'm going to have to add it to my list.
Yeah.
So, okay. My recommendation, and normally I try to recommend books that I feel are, what's the word I'm looking for? Like sleeper books, right? Like, oh, people don't really know about this one. Oh, like
not super popular already.
Yeah, like, why can't I think of a good descriptor?
The unrecognized, the
yeah, just like less popular, like, you know, they're like
overlooked.
Overlooked books.
I don't know.
Not gonna do that this time. So I was very pleasantly surprised with Fourth Wing by Rebecca Yarros.
Oh, okay.
So that is what I am recommending today. I will begin with, reading the description.
I thought you were going to say, I will begin like with a disclaimer.
No, but then I'll give kind of my thoughts afterwards. So 20-year-old Violet Sorengale was supposed to enter the Scribe Quadrant, living a quiet life among books and history. Now, the commanding general, also known as her toughest talent's mother, has ordered Violet to join the hundreds of candidates striving to become the elite of Navarre, Dragon Riders. But when you're smaller than everyone else and your body is brittle, death is only a heartbeat away, because dragons don't bond to fragile humans. They incinerate them. With fewer dragons willing to bond than cadets, most would kill Violet to better their own chances of success. The rest would kill her just for being her mother's daughter, like Zayden Ryerson, the most powerful and ruthless wing leader in the Riders Quadrant. She'll need every edge her wits can give her just to see the next sunrise. Yet with every day that passes, the war outside grows more deadly, the kingdom's protective wards are failing, and the death toll continues to rise. Even worse, Violet begins to suspect leadership is hiding a terrible secret. Friends, enemies, lovers, everyone at Basgiath War College has an agenda, because once you enter, there are only two ways out: graduate or die. So if you've heard or seen, I guess, maybe like on Book Talk or Bookstagram.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
It's all
Fourth
over.
Fourth Wing. But weren't super familiar with what it was about. That's a pretty good brief summary.
I mean, that's me. I've seen a ton about it. I've never looked up the summary or known what it was about, except I saw a dragon on the cover and went, there must be dragons in it.
Yes. And I love me a good dragon anything. So
yes,
I was
do.
There. I will add a couple more, I guess, disclaimers. Yeah. This is not a YA book. And I actually get really mad when books like this are advertised on social media as YA.
Yeah.
Because it's not.
This is adult fantasy.
I'd say the biggest thing is there's a lot of language.
Like
they're dropping F-bombs left and right in this book, which doesn't bother everybody. So does bother some people.
It bothers me less in writing because I can just like black it out.
Kind of just skip, right? Yeah. I'm not going to naively say that like teenagers don't use that language. Like,
oh, yeah.
I get it. I'm not naively going to say that there's not teenagers using that language. However, I do not think that media targeted towards, YA 16-year-olds, even like 17, 18-year-olds, high schoolers, I don't think it should include a bunch of language. It also has some pretty descriptive violence in it at certain points. Not a lot. Second book might have more. I haven't read the second book. I'm just starting.
Okay.
Like, so, I haven't read the second book yet.
No claims about the second book.
It might get more violent. No claims about the second book. And then, yeah, again, haven't read the second book. Don't know how much steamier it could get, right? But like, yeah, it's an adult romance fantasy book, not YA. So I also want to put that out there, make that really, really
in
clear.
In the romance department? Because that's generally what I try to avoid.
Briefly, yes.
Okay.
But it's not, like, there's, it's...
Is it
and
skippable?
That's actually why I was...
Without it ruining the story.
Surprised. Yes.
Okay. Because that's...
I would say yes.
I generally can do it if I, like, look it up and they're like, skip this chapter or whatever, skip these pages, and I'm like, cool, right. And then I skip it and I'm totally fine.
Like, I get that a lot of people, yeah, are fans of, a lot of people want a closed door romance. Like,
yes,
that's how I would describe it, typically.
That's my speed.
But, like, this, I would say, is really, it's a romantasy. Like, it's fantasy with some romance. Like, it's not
a romance story.
It's not, like, I feel like there's this huge trend right now where, like, every book just has to be back to back, just like smut, basically. Like, it's ridiculous.
There's some spicy books out there.
If that's your cup of tea, like, fine.
That's all.
But
that's
like, sorry, I want to read a book that has some plot and character development and, you know, bigger themes and bigger stuff. And so I waited a long time to read this book, honestly, because part of me was like, is it just like all those other books that is really only popular because it's spicy, right? Pleasantly surprised that it is truly like primarily a fantasy novel and adventure. And is it like brilliantly written? Like, no, like there's some tropes that are common and there's some cliches and there are certain things where I'm like, okay, like, yeah, that was a little cringy, but in like a relatable way almost, where it was still just, it was fun. It's a fun book to read, especially if you love dragons and romance and fantasy. And I'm like, yeah, I'm there for fantasy. I'm there for dragons, there for a good romance, and I'm there for good enemies to lovers. And that's what this is all about.
Okay, so now I'm even more intrigued. See, you got to lead with that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Sorry, I love me and enemies to lovers. Why do I love it when they hate each other first? I don't know. I just do.
It just makes I feel like it makes it more rewarding because it's a longer journey to go from enemies to lovers.
Yeah, it's a little bit longer.
Friends to lovers. It's like they had to really get there. So it's so satisfying when they do.
But yeah, so like, yes, the first book kind of does end on a cliffhanger, but the second book is already like out. Like,
so
they were both. This has to be one of those things where when she got the book deal, she had already written the first two books or was almost done with the second, because
they came out very
close. The first
was
published in April 2023, I think. And then the second came out in November of 2023.
Yeah.
Like,
and they're not short books.
They came out stupid fast. No, they're not. I don't have my copy in front of me. I don't know where they are.
It should tell you on at least 500 pages. Amazon listing. You scroll down. That's where mine said it.
Whoa. The first book is 528 pages.
There you go.
Right. So they're not short, but I still wouldn't say that they're like long reads or difficult reads.
No. Can I just say, if you watched one of our recent reels, I went to Barnes & Noble the other day, which was really fun. And I was looking at the fantasy books, and most of them, you know, are good length, 300 to 500 pages. I was like, okay. And then there's like the, what's it called? Something of the Priory Orange, something.
That sounds familiar.
It's like,
I know what you're talking about.
Stuck out on the table. Cause I was like, holy crap, that book's so huge. What is that? And I looked, it is a monster book. So 500 pages in comparison, not bad.
Are you talking about the Priory of the Orange Tree?
Yes.
By Samantha Shannon?
Yes, that's the one.
The Roots of Chaos?
Yes.
Yeah, that book is ridiculously long.
Yeah, how long is that book?
Yeah.
Does it say?
Very.
I'm going to find how many pages it is.
I bet Google would tell us.
Google.
Just Google the Priory of the Orange Tree or the Roots of Chaos series. That's what it's a part of.
880? It looked so much fatter than that.
880 is still so many pages.
I thought it was close to 1,000.
That is a lot of pages.
Yeah.
That is pretty close to 1,000.
Yeah.
It's only like 100 pages away.
So, anyway. Dang, that is a...
So, yeah, so my recommendation
by comparison, 500 pages, if you haven't... You can do that.
Well, like 500 pages is... The last four of the Harry Potter books are all at least 500 pages.
That's
you
true.
Know what I mean? Like, it's not...
Is it... What's the...
To me, that's not a super long book. I've read Anna Karenina, okay? Oof. That book is over 1,000 pages. That book is stupid long.
How would you describe the writing, though? Is it, like, an easy read?
It's first person. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not written to be old-timey, right? Like, it's written in modern.
Okay.
Like, first person. Like, it's not hard to read. And I would say that her world building is actually very impressive because I didn't find it very difficult to immerse myself in the world and, like, the politics and rules of the way magic works and stuff in this world. The one thing I will say does take a little bit, but there's a map. I was like, yes, let's go back to fantasy books that have maps
at the
beginning.
Maps. I know some people don't, and I'm
they
like,
do kind of
too bad. Give us maps.
Give me a map. I need a map. I need to know where things are because she will mention places and you'll kind of be like, what? Oh, okay. And then you just flip up to the map and then you're good. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, otherwise, like it's pretty, like her world building makes sense and it's not overly complex. It's nothing like Christopher Paolini in Aragon where you have four pages straight with not a single word of dialogue. And it's just like explaining like the laws of the magic of that. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like,
yeah, that's yeah.
It can, some authors can get pretty extreme. So I think it's very... Very easy to follow, very easy to get into.
Okay, sweet.
And a relatively easy read, despite being over 500 pages long. So.
Okay, well, I'll need to actually give it a chance then. Maybe next time I hit up Barnes & Noble, that will make its way into my cart.
Yeah, and I already have the second one, Iron Flame. I just haven't started it quite yet. So I will report on Instagram with our little book reviews thingy when I get through them. We'll see if I like the second one as much as the first.
Yes, we are both trying to get back into reading, not just for the podcast. So if you want to see more of our thoughts on those books, definitely check out our Instagram because that's where we post the most.
I do a lot of reading every day. It's unfortunately a lot of little kid books.
Yeah.
Jimmy loves books and he will just go grab book after book off the shelf and come sit on my lap and he turns the pages and I read him the book, but it's like board books. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm doing quite a bit of reading. I read, if you're looking at children's books, like 6 books a day minimum. Like, but
start sticking those in your Goodreads. Let's go.
I know. Let's look at One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish. Like,
Go Dog Go, Hop on
Dr. Seuss, classic.
Get all up in there.
Yeah, but it's...
But yeah, finding time
give us your recommendations.
To actually read real books. But we're both trying to do it this year. So yes, if there are books we need to put on our TBR list, please let us know. We are both updating our Goodreads. So you can definitely go and befriend us over there as well. And help us, yeah, curate our TBR list so we read the good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And always give us your recommendations of specifically romanticy. I'm always there for that. Give me
romanticy
that
is pretty good. I'm a big fan.
Yeah. So, or I also like sci-fi. I can get into sci-fi, a good sci-fi as well.
Don't read sci-fi quite as much, but anything that has any kind of mythology or implications of mythology.
Regency era.
Ooh, yeah.
Put me back in time. There we go. I'm there for it.
Yeah. Good historical romance. I'm there
for a lot of things. I just like books. I just like stories. Give it all to me.
Except I'm not a horror thriller person, so I have a hard time with those kind of ones.
No, those are still good. I'll still read those.
I know. You're more down for that than I am.
You know what you should do, though, is I do really think this is... I think I've recommended this before, but I'm bringing it back up, is A Good Girl's Guide to Murder. I think that because that is still considered YA, like legitimately, it is kind of like mystery thriller, but toned down enough that I think you would still really enjoy it without it like getting too deep or too crazy or too dark.
Maybe. I have so many other books on my TBR list, though, that I'm like,
I know, but like that one was really good. And it's and it would be a little bit of a commitment. It is a 3-book series, but they're shorter books.
I know, like, but they would be at like the bottom of my TBR list, which is already like 300 books long.
Okay. Well, that is the sad part of being a reader, is there is just not enough time to read all
there's
the books.
There's not enough time. It's so hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we'll just get through what we can.
Yes. And of course, keep you all updated as we go.
Mm-hmm. Well, next time we are doing Flipped. So that's... if you're looking again at like a quick read or an easier read, I read Flipped for the first time, I want to say in like the 6th grade.
Yeah. I feel like it was a middle school book for a lot of people, mm-hmm.
but real cute, real fun. Movie's pretty fun too. So if you haven't read it before and you've seen the movie, or you've read it and you didn't know there was a movie or whatnot, that is what we are doing next. We are doing Flipped. So go over to our social to let us know your thoughts on that. If you'd like your fan faux pas to be shared in the next episode. Any other announcements, though? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so.
We shared it all at the beginning.
Yep.
Okay, well, there's your mini-sode. I feel like we did pretty good.
We kept it pretty mini this week.
I was like, some of our mini-sodes lately have gotten a little long.
Yeah, sorry. We wanted to try to keep it brief this week. Quick little listen if you need some book recommendations.
I still probably talked about my book a little bit more than I needed to. So it's
okay. Mine luckily was a pretty easy one to cover. It's like, do you like cute romance and guitars? Here you go.
And music. Well, so yeah, check those books out if you needed a new book to read. Otherwise, please keep your recommendations coming to us. And we hope that you all have a great week.
And don't forget to read.